his place had been taken by the nobles, a class of rich people who, during the course of time, had got hold of an undue share of the farms and estates. These nobles enjoyed many advantages over the common crowd of freemen. They were able to buy the best weapons which were to be found on the market of the Eastern Mediterranean. They had much spare time in which they could practice the art of fighting. They lived in strongly built houses, and they could hire soldiers to fight for them. They were constantly quarrelling among each other to decide who should rule the city. The victorious nobleman then assumed a sort of kingship over all his neighbours, and governed the town until he in turn was killed or driven away by still another ambitious nobleman. Such a king, by the grace of his soldiers, was called a tyrant, and during the 7th and 6th centuries before our era, every Greek city was for a time ruled by such tyrants, many of whom, by the way, happened to be exceedingly capable men. But in the long run, this state of affairs became unbearable. Then attempts were made to bring about reforms, and out of these reforms grew the first democratic government of which the world has a record. It was early in the 7th century that the people of Athens decided to do some housecleaning and give the large number of freemen once more a voice in the government, as they were supposed to have had in the days of their Achaean ancestors.